Community Matters, solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. From your encouraging PER, here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You are tuning into Community Matters on your encouraging PER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Well, today we have Lori with the Alzheimer's Association. She is back with us today, and she's going to be talking a lot about the walk to end Alzheimer's that they have coming up. And I'd love to get her opinion, too, on how the longest day went. So she's going to talk a lot about that as well, and really just some ways that we can kind of help decrease our risks for, you know, Alzheimer's and dementia with some of the research that they have seen come out from some of the support that they've gotten from listeners like you guys and people all over the place getting involved with them. So without further ado, Lori, how you doing today?
I'm great. How are you, Josh?
Good. It is great to have you back.
Thank you.
So you reached out to me. You wanted to talk a lot about the walk that you guys do every year.
Yes.
And then I'd also love to get some information from you about how the longest day went.
Okay.
Because the longest day came and yes. I saw it and then it just went.
Yeah. It's a long day, but it was a fast.
Yeah. So, but before we get into all that, for anyone who may not know, what is Alzheimer's Association?
Okay, so the Alzheimer's Association is a national organization. Our home office is in Chicago, but we are a nonprofit organization, and we are wanting to reach out to families to provide education and support around Alzheimer's or any type of dementia. We're also heavily involved in the fundraising for trial match, you know, clinical trials that are going on. We are the leading voluntary health organization in Alzheimer's care support and research. Our mission is to eliminate Alzheimer's altogether. And so we are pushing that through with the research piece. We provide care and support for somebody who just wants to know normal aging or perhaps has a diagnosis. A lot of community education as well. So we're right here in downtown Fredericksburg, but we're a national organization. So anywhere anyone lives, there's going to be a local presence.
Okay. And you guys, I know that there is one in Fredericksburg, and could you tell us where that is?
Yes. If you know where Carl's Ice Cream is in downtown Fredericksburg, which is a huge landmark, we are right across the street in the George Washington Executive Building. Feel free to come by if you need information. You can call and make an appointment. But it's a regional office out of the Greater Richmond Chapter down in Glen Allen. So, you know, we're right here in the community looking to create awareness, provide programming, and also support.
Okay.
So we'd love to have people get in touch with us. The office direct number to my office is 540-228-1502.
Okay. Now, one thing I would like to mention is you don't have to have an Alzheimer's Association in your area in order to take part.
Correct.
I had someone reach out to me. I think it was at Kingsfest, and they said that they listened to Community Matters. You were on, and they said that there wasn't an Alzheimer's Association in their area necessarily, mm-hmm. but they were actually able to get connected, I believe, one county over.
Great.
And take part in the longest day.
That's great. So really, going on our website, alz.org, and actually, hey, you know, I live in this county. This is the zip code. It's going to connect you to somebody that you can get in touch with, even though it might not be right there in your community or your county. Like you say, one county over, lots of information, lots of ways of getting involved. So that's the best way to search for the local office if you don't know, you know,
okay.
where they are. Yep.
Okay. So, I mean, and you guys are everywhere. You know, like you had said, you are a national organization. So, you know, things like the longest day and the walk happen like all over the place.
Yes.
So I'd
yes.
love to kind of talk about these events because, I mean, they are really big events for you guys.
Yeah, they're huge. Those are our two big signature events, the walk. Certainly it's a fundraiser. It's an awareness day where you go to a location, which is Mary Washington Hospital this year, as well as last year. And then the longest day is around the summer solstice, June 21st. And that's really a day to honor caregivers. Who sometimes, you know, a day can be a long day, can be a 36-hour day. So two different events, awareness is a big part of it, fundraising is a big part of it, but longest day can happen anywhere. It can happen with a bike club or a bridge group, and you do it wherever you're already, you know, with people or gathering, whereas our walk is in a specific location. But they're big events, and we certainly love to get the word out about them.
Yeah. So starting with the longest day, because that did just happen.
Yes.
I believe it's in June usually,
yes,
isn't it?
It is. It's around June 21st, which is a summer solstice, and we had a lot of great participation this year, not only in the Fredericksburg area, but down in the Greater Richmond chapter. People do things around that date, so there were some things that happening prior to it, and there were some things that happened afterwards. So, you know, the focus is that longest day of the year to honor caregivers, but people really created a lot of great opportunities for awareness and fundraising around it. We were very successful this year.
Okay. So now what kind of activities can you do like during the longest day? So, preparing for next year,
sure,
you know, to get people's minds,
yep,
you know, thinking about
we're
it.
We're like, already planning for next year, so
there
it's not
go.
Too early to talk about it. So really, right now, if you're a member, if you have friends that get together and do hiking, maybe it's a Bible study. Maybe it's a group that plays cards. It can be anywhere where you're meeting people, your gym, you know, where you can say, hey, we all get together anyway, but on this particular date, we're going to bring some material from the Alzheimer's Association to create that awareness about what are those core services they do as a nonprofit at no charge to the community, as well as just the 10 warning signs. And we may ask people to each, you know, everybody, can you donate $5? So it's the awareness, and it can happen right where you already are doing something. And that's the beauty of it. So people could be thinking right now about, hey, we meet once a month anyway for our Bible study, or for a cooking class or a gourmet class. Anything works along that line. And you can start thinking about how to plan it right now.
Yeah.
For next summer.
Okay. So, and now a little bit more short term, the walk to end Alzheimer's. So, you know, with a little bit of awareness, a little bit of fundraiser, how does it all come together?
Okay. So we have our date. That's been picked for a little while. It will be Saturday, October 12th. Right here in Fredericksburg, we have a great community partner in the Mary Washington Healthcare. They're fantastic. And for a second year in a row, they are hosting the event on their campus. If you know where the Moss Free Clinic is, right behind there, there's a FIC Center. We're going to be utilizing that space along with the FIC Center to create the event. And the walk will be around the hospital. It'll either be a 1K or a 3K. So a lot of that's already in place, but we are very much encouraging new teams, people to come back from last year, come back and, you know, be a part of it again. And for those who have never participated, you can join a team today. You could join a team of two. You could create a team of two. You could do neighbors, friends. And basically, it doesn't cost anything to come, but you're encouraged to fundraise. In other words, I have an Alzheimer's Association Fredericksburg office team. And so I'm the team captain. They ask you to name the team, name a team captain. And then I'm encouraging people that, you know, just want to join a team that's available to them. And I've done some fundraising. And as people do that, then they can then donate it to that team. So there's a little bit of friendly competition between teams. But the ultimate goal is to be able to provide or fundraise for all those core services that we offer in the community, the support groups, care consultations. There's no charge for that. So it allows us to get the funds we need to continue to do all that we do in the community, but also a portion of what's raised goes to research. Mm. And I will tell you, 100% goes to the Alzheimer's Association. So there's no third party. It's all goes directly to the cause.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think that's so important. I mean, just the research aspect to it, and then you guys being able to do what you do, because, you know, I know taking care of my grandfather, you know, he may not have had like Alzheimer's or dementia, but it was still, I mean, everybody
mm-hmm.
in the family
mm-hmm.
had to come together to really help out. And so I know that the services you guys provide are really there to provide relief for people.
It's so true. This disease, whether it's Alzheimer's or any kind of dementia, affects everybody. Certainly it affects the person who's got the diagnosis. It affects the families, the extended family, the kids, the grandkids. So we do want to support everybody. We want to make sure that caregiver is okay too, that they're getting the support they need and some time off and the opportunity to be with others who are also caregivers.
Yeah. Now, you know, and one thing with these events too is the awareness.
Yes.
And, you know, I always talk about, you know, how I interviewed Lisa Harris for the first time and was totally shocked to find out that, you know, there is a motel community, people going there. And so I think, you know, raising awareness for Alzheimer's and dementia and what caregivers have to go through is fantastic. And I will want to, I do want to say this. I don't remember, I think it was earlier this year, right before you guys started doing The Longest Day, I was just seeing purple signs everywhere.
Awesome.
And I thought that it was so cool. And I don't think I've seen you since then to,
no,
to really tell you
we
that.
Haven't
so.
Seen, that's so cool, you know, that, that we're out, the presence is out there and tying in purple to Alzheimer's. And thank you for that. I agree with you. I think that it's a journey that a lot of families are going through, and they may or may not know that there's help. So to just know, if it is a situation that you're dealing with right now, all you gotta do is reach out to either the local office, or you can call our helpline at 1-800-272-3900. Doesn't have to happen alone. You know, there's people there to support you. And it could be there's people listening too that don't have a personal connection, or it's good to know we're here, but you know, it's not a personal thing right now. Just know that we're nationwide and we are local, so that if you run into a, someone you love, or a neighbor, or a church family member, or a coworker, you might just mention, did you know there's a local Alzheimer's Association? Because there's a lot of people really working and out in the community trying to manage it all. And it gets too big for just one person.
Yeah. Now, I believe you had mentioned two other things that you guys have going on this year.
Yes. Yes. We have a couple of fundraisers that are happening, gearing people up for the walk. So all funds raised go directly to the walk. There's a Quarters for a Cause, which is September 28th. And then there's a Blues and Barbecue Concert, September 14th. If that sounds good to you, or you want to know more about it, just give me a call at the office, because I'd love to talk with people about participating in those two events. They're all related to the walk. It's all awareness and funding for the walk to end Alzheimer's.
Okay. So, you know, signing up for the walk, whether it's, you know, being a part of the walk, or is there any, like, any volunteer opportunities there as well?
There is. You know, certainly the day of, it's all hands on deck. if you're a morning person, I think we're starting around 6:30. You would just reach out to me and say, hey, I'm a morning person. I'd like to come help set up. We're looking for people to assist that day. And really, everybody that's listening can help by just letting people know there's a walk coming up. But that day, there's definitely hands-on help needed. And we're always looking for volunteers. We have a host of opportunities to help the association here locally.
Yeah. Now, partnerships between, I mean, even businesses and churches, like, you know, with things like that, how can they get involved as a group with you all?
Well, you know, everything from just creating a team and doing some fundraising and coming that day, spreading the awareness. We have opportunities for businesses who want to partner at that level, or sponsor the walk, or bring a vendor table to the walk. There's over, our goal is 900 this year. And so that's 900 people coming in, participating, that would also get some exposure to the business. And I think not only would it be business exposure, but I guarantee you, probably have some employees that are dealing with this. So what a way to, better way to support them too. So they can get involved from, you know, a walk, to sponsorship, to a vendor table, to maybe calling the office and saying, hey, I'd love to have you come and do a lunch and learn, or a program at our business or our organizations. We will come to you and just provide good information for whoever's there.
Yeah. So now, you know, cause, and that is one thing that I know, you know, a lot of businesses try to do is provide help for their employees, you know, in tough seasons like that. So what kind of, like, when you guys, you know, you say we'll come to your business and provide a lot of information, like what kind of information can someone expect?
It could be anything from just what are the chapter services, a little bit more about who we are. It could be a 20-minute and then some question and answers around that. Or it could be a program that we would bring in. There's PowerPoint, audio, video, where I would speak to it. The 10 warning signs. We have one, what's good for the brain is good for the body. Ways to make some intentional lifestyle choices to reduce our risk. So we have a host of about 1 hour programs that are just good information. I think everybody should know the 10 warning signs. Certainly lifestyle choices, we can all make better ones, I know. You know, no fast food and maybe a little more exercise. Yeah. We now have some research that backs up that that will help us reduce our risk of cognitive, possibly dementia, if you, you know, make some intentional choices and some lifestyle areas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I find it interesting, too, that there are, it, like, talking with Mike, he's with the morning show here. You know, he knows a lot about how the mind works, and, you know, just kind of talking with him and seeing how we form habits and stuff like that, and just how easily impressionable we are. And I know in, you know, me and my wife's life, it's very difficult for us to look at the fridge, see the full fridge, and still look at each other and go, you want to go to fast food?
It's so easy. We get that craving, you know?
So it is interesting how the mind really does connect to all this.
It does. And, you know, the other thing that I think of, you know, you being a little bit younger than myself, young people, really it's to your benefit. I'm talking about, you know, 20, 30 year olds to make some intentional lifestyle choices now. You may very well really be ahead of the baby boomers in reducing your risk by making some intentional choices now. So if you go once in a blue moon, that's okay. But really, you know, it's the Mediterranean diet, the DASH diet, more veggies and fish and that kind of thing. Our research is really telling us that our body's going to respond to that.
Yeah.
But I understand the lull, the pull of fast food.
Yeah.
It's very real. The struggle is real.
Yes. So, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, too, because that's something I've been hearing a lot because, you know, there's history of heart problems in my family. And so, you know, my dad's looked at me, he's like, hey, now's the time.
Yes.
And so it is interesting how a lot of the research that's being made towards stuff like Alzheimer's and dementia is very, you need to start when you're young, like take care of yourself. You know,
that's a huge message right now. We had our international conference a couple months ago, and that was a really big push out. Was those lifestyle choices and being intentional and starting young. And so I do think that's a good point that you make, and you're going to probably hear more about that to try to reduce our risk at a much younger age. You may never end up. And when if you think about it, if we're eating better and exercising, maybe we won't get to a pre-diabetic state, or maybe we can ward off diabetes or at least lower our blood pressure and have some control over some of those health issues that can increase our risk.
Yeah. So, you know, with everything that you guys do at Alzheimer's Association, how can our listeners get involved, whether it's through donating, volunteering, any information you'd like any caregivers listening right now to know as well?
Right. So, you know, as far as our core services, just letting people know that we're out there, getting involved, you can call the office and say, hey, I heard you on the radio. I would just, what are the volunteer opportunities? I would love to sit down with people and explore some community educators, other opportunities to spread our knowledge, our word out into the community. They can call the office and have a conversation with me. That'd be great. Caregivers, I guess I would want them to know that you're not alone and that you're doing a great job. You love that individual, but sometimes it becomes too big for one person to manage. So reach out, find out what those resources are like, where they are, and build your care team. Have some other folks that you can talk to and that can support what you're trying to do, because you don't have to do it alone. And we're here to help you not do it alone.
And I would like to push on that message before I ask my final question, is that reminder of you don't have to do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like we can internalize issues, you know, especially guys.
Yes.
Guys will internalize something so far.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's some encouragement you can provide to any caregivers to, you know, seek out help, whether it's from you guys or just from family members?
Right. So it could be that you just need more hands-on help at home. It could be you need a listening ear. So that might be a good friend or a support group. It could be it's time to bring in some additional professional help. So knowing that it's okay, that, you know, you're up against a disease that unfortunately is progressive and you could be doing a fantastic job, but you still reach that point where it becomes very difficult to manage on your own. Know that that's okay, that this is a sign of strength, really, to ask for help. And you would be surprised, you know, walk into one of our support groups, you're not alone. There's other people there. They've reached out. It's a brave step. It's a big step to go to a support group. It's a big step to call the office, but I think you'll be glad you do it.
Yeah.
I do. We encourage everybody to do it. Or call on behalf of somebody. I'll get calls or emails. Hey, I'm calling on behalf of a friend. I'm reaching out. That works, because that's something you can do to help somebody.
Yeah. So one final question for you. With everything that you all do, you know, why does this mission and this particular area of community outreach for you? Why does this mean so much to you?
To me personally?
Yes.
I've always loved seniors. I've always felt a connection. And you know, I do have some family history of dementia. And I just think that our seniors, you know, they've lived such, they bring so much to the table for our society. They're the greatest generation. They deserve our support. And so I'm passionate about people getting the support that they need and not being isolated and not being alone. And making sure that they have somebody that's, you know, on their team and advocating for them. So whether it's through a phone call or, you know, getting on our website, I just think it's really important that we all care for one another. And our seniors deserve that too.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Josh. It's always a pleasure to be here. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, as she said, you can go to alz.org, find out all about how you can get involved. If you'd like to take place in the Walk to End Alzheimer's, as soon as you go to that website, big old banner right there. It just says, Together We Can End Alzheimer's. And then there's a button right under that that says, Find Your Walk. So go online, alz.org, find out all you can on how you can get involved. If this is something you'd like to take part in, as she said, it'll be at Mary Washington. So, you know, local to the Fredericksburg area or just in the in that general vicinity, you know, should be pretty close. So, yeah, go online and check it out. Well, I want to thank everyone again for tuning into Community Matters on your Encouraging PER. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can always email me at josh@positivehits.org. That's Josh, J-O-S-H @positivehits.org. This show will be posted on our website. You can go to yourper.com. It'll be on the very top. It'll say resources. Just hover over that. Click Community Matters. This will be the first show to appear. And I'll include the full show. I'll also have the link for alz.org there as well. And then you can also listen to past shows. Catch up on parts you missed. Anything like that. Share the show with a friend. If you have any ideas or you know of somebody who's really making changes in their community through involvement with a nonprofit, or you'd like to get someone who has started a nonprofit on the show, then go ahead and email me. Again, it's josh@positivehits.org. I'd love to get your ideas of people in the community, because awareness is key for a lot of nonprofits. So yeah, I'd love to get y'all's opinion. So go ahead and send me an email if you know of anyone that you find would be interested in this. Well, I want to thank everyone again for tuning into Community Matters on your Encouraging PER. I hope everyone has a good and safe rest of their weekend, and stay safe on the roads.